Coddersill's kickoff. This is Radio City Talk.
Berry striker Ryan Lowe. Morning to you, Lowey.
Morning.
Right, first of all, let's talk about a success story for Tranmere Rovers in Aaron Cresswell. So he gets his first England start yesterday. Do you know Aaron?
Yeah, known well, yeah. I've met him a few times, a few occasions. Steve, good lad, lovely lad. Determined to obviously get into the England squad and was determined to get to the Premier League with the little left foot he has. And, you know, obviously pleased for him being a fellow Scouser, and he's doing us proud.
Well, what a story that is. He's had to wait until he's 27 years old, but he's obviously never given up on the idea.
Never given up, Steve. Listen, as you know, obviously, Tranmere, he was a well-sought-after lad, in, you know, all them years ago. And then he managed to, funny enough, I was actually not part of it, but an agent asked me about him, and I recommended him, and I actually rang him up and said, look, this agency will do well for you. Next thing, you know, he gets to move to West Ham, so when I see him, he owes me a thing.
Can he make the World Cup squad? Is this a sign that he might just get shoehorned in?
Listen, yeah, unbelievably, I think he can, because for a simple reason, Steve, is, you know, at the end of the day, you don't get brought into the Premier squad for nothing. He's got a great left foot. He's a reliable source. He does a job week in, week out for West Ham. He's got great delivery. So why not? Well, you know, obviously, depending on injuries and whatnot. But listen, he's there. He's a quality player. He's now an established Premier League player. So why can't he?
Look, I know you're the most fervent England fan. You are. You love it, don't you? Supporting your country. But even you can't have been excited by this qualifying campaign.
No, not at all, Steve. I haven't. I'm only hoping that, you know, what was there to be beaten, they had to beat them. Simple as that. The group weren't great, as we all know. But look, at the end of the day, if you can get, well, they're in the World Cup now. We need to do something, England. It's going to be a tough ask, but I think we need to put our heads down and try and win a World Cup for once, because it could never happen again. I think the squad of players we've got, you'd like to think on paper, yeah, technically, the ability, everything about it can be good. But we always get ourselves carried away, don't we, with these World Cups. And I think, look, for England, it's probably just a case of qualifying and seeing where we go now instead of getting our hopes high and thinking we're going to win it.
Well, presumably they can only do really well if Harry Kane is on fire and on form. But how good is he from what you've seen develop over the past couple of years?
Steve, do you know what? He's an example to these young lads from academies and first-year pros to never, ever give up. The lad went to Leighton Orient, Leicester, Brentford. All failed loan deals, what he went on. They were all failed. He hardly scored any goals. You know, next thing you know, Tottenham pre-season, he scores a few goals. Next thing you know, he's scoring week in, week out. The golden boot, 20-odd every season for the past two or three seasons. The lad's phenomenal. But the only thing I can think of now is there's going to be a Barcelona or a Real Madrid come crawling. If he scores 20-plus goals, which he's going to anyway, this season in the Premier League, he's going to move on to bigger and better things. And you can't stop him from moving the Premiership, which will be disappointing for the Premiership point of view. But you know, and I know, the Suarez's of this world, he get pitched and he moves to the bigger clubs.
Did you put him on that level? Who would you put him alongside, Harry Kane?
Well, I put him alongside Alan Shearer at the moment, because he's getting there. He could potentially break his record. He's got everything in abundance. He's not rapid, but he's got good pace about him. His instinct, his goal scoring, both left foot, right foot, even his air. When he scores goals with his head, he never messes his ear up. but he's that good. But no, listen, Steve, as you know, depending on what his ambitions are, but if a Barcelona, but I don't think a Barcelona come for him, I think it'd be more of a Real Madrid. I think, you know, you could see him moving on.
You're an absolute hero, because his hair doesn't mess up when he heads the ball.
I have to fix mine.
Wales against the Republic tonight. I'm sure you've got a few friends in both these squads, haven't you? But what a torturous event this has turned out to be in terms of two countries who you'd just love to see at the World Cup finals.
Oh, I don't believe it. But, you know, what they've done last season, a couple of seasons ago in the Euros was phenomenal. Both teams. Yeah, credit where credit's due. Obviously, yeah, I'm an England fan, but I'd like to see Wales do well, and I'd like to see the Republic and Northern Ireland do well as well. I'd love them all to be in it. Obviously, Scotland, they failed last night. Listen, that's what we want for these islands. You know, we want all them teams in there in the top competitions. Unfortunately, they haven't been able to do it in the past, but look, I know one of them. I don't know. Can the two of them go through, Steve? Wales and Republic
well,
of Ireland?
Well, Serbia are top with 18 points. Wales second with 17 and the Republic third with 16. So
could get a playoff, couldn't he?
Yeah, yeah. Well, only one of those can actually go through, can't they?
So, listen. But either one, at least one of them gets in there. But as I say, look, I think Coleman's doing a fantastic job there. And I think Martin O'Neill's doing more with the Republic of Ireland, along with our mate Roy Keane, who doesn't seem to pull no punches with the press nowadays, you know.
Loves it, doesn't he?
Oh, brilliant. I bet you wouldn't want to interview him, Steve.
Yeah, I think I did well missing out on any sort of Roy Keane era. But Wales have got some sort of special appetite for it at the moment, haven't they? And in Ben Woodburn, they've got a young lad who's going from strength to strength on the international level, but obviously on the club level, he's been stifled by not being able to get in the team.
Well, really, Steve, he's not going to get in the team. Either Firmino, Coutinho, Lallana's on his way back, Mane, you know. Even Oxlade-Chamberlain can't get in the team. He's paid £30 million for him. Well, I'd like to have seen that £30 million being spent on a defender, if I'm honest. But again, look, listen, maybe come January, if I was Ben Woodburn, I'd be looking to get to a championship, top half of the championship. Someone who's going to be looking for promotion, like an Aston Villa or someone, and get in there and play 20 games till the end of the season, because he's going to want to keep his, if they do qualify, as World Cup dreams alive by playing week in, week out, and he'll only get better. But I think it'll benefit Liverpool as well. Now, I'm not too sure whether they'll let that happen. But if it was me and I was looking after him and I was Ben Woodburn, I'd be wanting to get him shifted out for 6 months to play some football, because he's not playing much football at the moment. 23 is a lot different compared to 13 football. So, listen, it'd be nice for him to make the World Cup squad, but it'd also be nice to see him playing some games somewhere.
Is it the player himself who tries to force that loan move? Do you just sit there and wait for Jurgen to come to you and say, I think it's a good time? Or does the player, as his agent, have a conversation and say, oh, maybe we ask the manager and see what he thinks about it?
Yeah, it depends how Ben feels, really. I think he won't be disappointed, because he's in and around the first team, but he might be disappointed. He's itching. He's chomping at the bit to play some games. Obviously, coming off of Wales and scoring that beauty. He's one who's got to play football. He's still relatively young, but listen, there'd be no harm in him going out somewhere to a top championship club and getting some games, playing some football, scoring some goals. It's only going to benefit Liverpool, and it's only going to benefit himself and Wales if they do qualify for the World Cup, Steve.
It's amazing. It's amazing how sharp he's looked, isn't it, as soon as he's playing for Wales.
Well, yeah, maybe. See, this is the thing. He's chomping at the bit, you know. He's obviously going to be sharp. He's training day in, day out. I presume that the youngsters do extra every single day anyway. And listen, he wants to make an impact, the lad. And he's, as you've seen, he's come off the bench and he's made an impact. You know, the sort of being the new Gareth Bale and whatnot. Now, look, you have to keep a good head on his shoulders, and I'm sure people will, you know, in and around the football club and his agents and his representatives and his family. But listen, I'd like to see the kid go and play some football somewhere and be even hungrier, score 10 goals in the championship, which he could easily do, and then push on again, because he's not going to get in Liverpool team this season, I wouldn't have thought, especially the way Liverpool are up and down at the moment. He's going to go for the strongest 11 as much as he can each week. But I'd like to see him move out and get some games for the World Cup.
Absolutely. Finally, back to that World Cup scenario. Wouldn't it be absolutely scandalous if Lionel Messi was not at the World Cup? Argentina in danger of becoming the first Argentina side to miss a World Cup since 1970. Messi's only scored 4 in Argentina's 17 qualifying matches. And to reach Russia, they've got to win a qualifier in the Ecuadorian capital, something they haven't done for 20 years. Brazil are through, Uruguay are through, Chile as well. Argentina are 6th in their group. Wouldn't it be absolutely scandalous if Lionel Messi wasn't there?
I don't think he wants it. I think he wants a year off, Steve. He's played that much football. He's probably not pulled up any trees at the moment. But no, all jokes aside, yeah, it would be. Lionel Messi's obviously the greatest footballer around as we speak, him and Cristiano Ronaldo. So it would be a shame for him not to be there. But again, it just goes to show, you know, some of these players who Argentina have got in the squad now maybe not be good enough. And it goes to show that Lionel Messi can't do it all on his own. Albeit he's done it for Barcelona plenty of times, but I'd like to think that a lot of them teammates he's got in that squad with him are just as good as him on different levels, if that makes sense.
The kickoff on Radio City Talk, your one stop for Merseyside sport. This is Radio City Talk.